It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, we'll talk to a group that's trying to use an old Wisconsin law to raise the minimum wage here in the state.
First, this weekend, veterans and their spouses from around the state and region will head to Madison for a 3-day crash course in entrepreneurship.
They'll be attending Patriot Boot Camp, a nonprofit program associated with the startup accelerator Techstars, which helps entrepreneurs grow their ideas into viable businesses.
Patriot Boot Camp aims to do that for veterans. Organizers say vets have experience that makes them particularly good at starting businesses and are more likely to hire other veterans.
The program started in New York City. It's now spreading around the country. Madison is the only location so far in the Midwest. Taylor McLemore, founder of Patriot Boot Camp, joins us now. Taylor, welcome to the show.
Hey, it's a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Well, what does Techstars do?
So Techstars is a mentor-led accelerator in the tech space. And specifically what we run is Techstars Patriot Boot Camp, which is actually a community program and a nonprofit effort by Techstars to reach out to the veteran and military spouse community because we have the belief that they are incredible entrepreneurs and make sure that they have access to resources so that when they do try to become entrepreneurs, they can be as successful as quickly as possible. And the way we do that is through a very simple 3-day program. It's been offered annually for the past 3 years. We're actually doing it twice this year. And the point is that our men and women who have served both as veterans and then also their families and their spouses have given a lot. And we want to help them continue to be people that give a lot to our country as they build the companies that will continue the economic growth as this country moves forward.
And what makes veterans in particular good potential entrepreneurs?
Veterans have a great skill set for this. They are dynamic problem solvers, which I think is one of the most important things for being an entrepreneur. They are trained to analyze situations, understand how to see the different component parts of delivering a solution in a dynamic environment, and doing that, most importantly, with limited resources. And a lot of what I just described about the veteran experience, whether that's someone who was fighting combat on the ground in one of the military theaters, one of the logistics people supporting them, one of the people in the aircraft above them, or people back at home in the United States that support the military through their functions, those elements of the military experience translate very well to the entrepreneurial one because you're going out trying to solve an issue for customers, deliver a service or a product with resources that probably aren't sufficient to achieve the vision, and you have to find those resources and improvise as you go.
You know, I think of being an entrepreneur in a startup as a very high-stress environment. You're probably reaching out to the one group of people who would look at this and say, you call that stress?
Exactly. Their bar for what is challenging, what is stressful is very different. And that's something that I've seen personally is this group of entrepreneurs is able to really have a lot of balance in their vision and perspective about keeping the goal of building a startup or an entrepreneurial venture going while still saying, you know what, there's larger aspects to life than just this business. And I think it's actually a competitive advantage for them versus some people when you jump in as an entrepreneur and you might not have that background, they get so wrapped up in it. So I agree. They are. They have a unique perspective on it all.
So suppose a veteran signs up for this Patriot Boot Camp. They go to this 3-day thing. What kind of things do they learn? What kind of services do they get offered there?
Sure. So it's a combination of mentorship, education, and focus on community. So those are really our three pillars. And we believe that mentoring is one of the most powerful aspects for creating a successful entrepreneur. It's the simple idea that, you know, until you've experienced it personally and seen it firsthand, it's hard to make the right decisions all the time, and that we can really benefit from working together, whether that's peer mentorship or working with someone who's had a lot more success than you, so that you can find the right path quickly. When people come to Patriot Boot Camp, they get the opportunity to interact with probably 3 to 6 very seasoned very seasoned mentors that can be successful entrepreneurs, lawyers, finance people, all different spectrums. And then what we do is we also support that with some good education. Now, since it's only a 3-day program, it's hard to really teach a lot in that short time. So we really approach it with let's arm you with some basic knowledge and frameworks for what you should go focus and learn when you leave. More than anything, it's just about getting people pointed in the right direction. Lastly, and probably most importantly, is that community aspect. For veteran entrepreneurs to know that there are other veteran entrepreneurs might sound like a simple idea, but every time we've done this, it's actually very powerful. A lot of people are sitting there when they show up and say, I didn't know there was anyone else that was a veteran entrepreneur. And the truth is that there are a ton of them. And it's hard to be successful as an entrepreneur. There's a lot of ups and downs. And especially being a military entrepreneur, being able to connect with people that have that common background gives you a set of resources and an infrastructure to go through that roller coaster in a much better fashion.
So apart from those contacts, is there any kind of follow-up after this seminar to check in with the veterans of the Patriot Boot Camp?
Definitely. So we have an online community that is active almost on a daily basis with people posting questions, sharing resources, and things of I just found this great overview on software as a service companies. So I share that with the group, and then people start asking questions and just have a conversation flowing. Or someone will ask a question along the lines of, hey, I'm hiring my first salesperson for my company. How should I think about what the right person is for that role? And then the conversation just evolves from there. So what we do, since Patriot Boot Camp is really this very concentrated, on-location, three-day event, is then we take a very distributed, digital, networked approach to building that community, because people come from all corners of the United States. And in fact, we've had people, service members, travel from abroad back to the United States for our event. So it's really important for us to connect all those people as they go forward. The way that I really think about Patriot Boot Camp is that if you're going to build an entrepreneurial venture, it's a long process. And it's kind of like building a fire. And we want to be that spark that helps you ignite the fire. And there's lots of other great programs and assistance out there for veteran entrepreneurs that sustain after that initial three-day spark. So we focus on partnering with other organizations as well to support entrepreneurs for the first few years of their trajectory.
There's been a lot of focus on employment and unemployment for veterans of Iraq and Afghanistan. Are businesses run by veterans more likely to hire other veterans?
Yes. And there's a variety of studies out there that can corroborate this, but I've also seen it anecdotally firsthand that veterans do hire veterans. I think that there is a cultural fit that occurs there, and I think it's one of the competitive advantages. It's not We in no way believe that or hope that our companies that go through our program become all veterans, but a lot of them become, as they start growing, significantly veteran-led and have veteran components to them. And it just creates a very unique culture that is focused on execution in a way that most startups don't have, going back to our previous point, that background in having a mission and making sure that you complete the mission every day.
I know the itinerary, there's been a lot of these events focused on the coasts and the big cities, and now Madison, I understand, is the only one planned for the Midwest. Why did the Patriot Boot Camp choose to come to Wisconsin, to Madison in particular?
For sure. So, as you stated, we focused on the coast up to this point, and our goal is to say, how can we take this model and make it accessible to more communities? Because we've had responses and interest from people all over the United States, the states both in large and small communities. And Madison was great because we have two alumni, Chris Johnson and Michael Ertmer, who stepped up, and they're alumni of our past Patriot Boot Camp program. So they get what we're trying to deliver with this vision. And they said, we want to bring this to Wisconsin. And we said, we've been trying to think about this idea of how to enable communities to lead this so there can be more Patriot Boot Camps around the country, and we're acting as advisors and supporters, and they're really the ones executing on the ground in Madison. So it's important to me that we, A, make it accessible, and B, work with people directly in the community so that it is by the community and for the community. And we're excited about Wisconsin.
Do you have examples of veterans? Well, you just mentioned a couple of alumni here, veterans who are starting businesses in Wisconsin.
Well, those two gentlemen are both veterans that went through our Patriot Boot Camp program. Chris is a professor at the University of Wisconsin and also is an entrepreneur in a flight simulator company that he's building up. So he's a great example. Michael is involved on multiple fronts, but actively, you know, on he is an employee of the company Eat Street, which I'm not sure if you are familiar with them, but a very impressive, fast-growing company in Madison that obviously supports veteran entrepreneurs and veteran employees. And so there's a lot of great stuff that we're proud to, you know, be connected to and see veterans being successful in this company.
If a veteran's out there thinking about participating, is this only, you know, when I think of startups and entrepreneurs, I think high tech. Is this mainly geared toward high tech stuff, or can any potential entrepreneurial veteran check it out?
So we focus on the technology side, and we try not to differentiate between kind of whatever that space is between high tech versus whatever else. It really is, for us, any veteran that is interested in building a business where technology will really enable it to grow and scale, that's what we want to help with. Now, if there are veterans that are interested in other forms of entrepreneurship, because entrepreneurship is obviously a lot broader and a lot deeper than just tech startups, there are wonderful programs out there. You know, I'd highly recommend looking at programs from the Institute for Veteran and Military Families out of Syracuse University. Their programs are around the country. There's the Bunker, which is a great new incubator housed at 1871 in Chicago. And the point being, entrepreneurship is broad. We focus on the tech side just because that's where we have the resources. We have those mentors that are so critical to our experience from the tech world. So we just try to stay true to what we know well.
Taylor, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Oh, thank you. It was a pleasure.
We've been speaking with Taylor McLemore, founder of Techstars Patriot Boot Camp. For more info about the program, you can head to the Central Time Facebook page. You can sign up through this evening for this weekend's free event.